So I said at the beginning of this presentation that viruses are unable to reproduce on their own, but they actually require an infected cell to reproduce. So when a virus infects a cell, the cell that it infects is known as the host cell. So that cell essentially acts as the home for the virus once it's been infected. And viruses can reproduce in two different types of cycles once they've infected a cell. In this page, the image on this page shows you these two different cycles. So on the left, we're gonna just talk through step by step the lytic cycle. So in the lytic cycle, a viral particle latches onto a cell and the genetic material of the virus is inserted into the cell. And this is the entry you can see there. Once the virus is inside the cell, it hijacks or takes over the cell's machinery that it normally uses to keep itself alive. And the virus actually uses the host cell's machinery to make more copies of the virus. And so this is how a virus reproduces, by using the host cell's machinery. And not only does the virus use the host cell to make more copies of the virus, it actually uses the host cell to make more copies of the structural elements of the virus, such as the capsid or any other structural features that that particular virus has. Once the host cell has made enough copies, and this can a virus can cause a host cell to make thousands and tens of thousands, even tens of thousands of copies of the original viral DNA or RNA. And once enough copies of the virus have been made by the host cell, the virus causes the cell to break apart or lyse, and this is why it's called the lytic cycle. Once the host cell lyses, the viral particles are released and they can go on to infect other cells within that same organism, or they can be released to infect other entire organisms. The second type of cycle that viruses use to reproduce is called the lysogenic cycle. And in this cycle, what happens is the virus again attaches to the cell, inserts its genetic material into the cell, and once that genetic material is inside the cell, it actually incorporates itself into the host cell's DNA, into the chromosomes. And that host cell then undergoes its own reproductive cycle. So that cell divides, and each time that cell divides, it makes a copy of the viral DNA. And this can happen over several different cycles of cell division. At some point, the virus will instruct the cell to trigger the lytic cycle, which we just discussed, and at that point, the host cell will then go through the lytic cycle, producing more and more copies of the viral genetic material, DNA or RNA, until ultimately that cell lyses or breaks apart and the viral particles are released. So you can see both of these methods, in both of these methods, the virus uses the host cell's machinery to reproduce, and from one single viral DNA particle, thousands and thousands of new viruses are produced. And these can then go on to infect other cells or other organisms.